Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent. And we're the food guys.
So there's yeast all around us.
There is.
Why do we have to buy it?
Well, you don't have to buy it if you don't want to, because you could make a sourdough, which would be an active yeast culture, and then you could use that for all of your baking.
It's just in the air.
There is yeast all around us. It's also on the surface of fruits. It's everywhere. We're breathing it right now, John.
Oh, no.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's why I'm rising?
That's why you're rising. I get so nostalgic, though, every time I use dry yeast, because I love those little packages, the square packages of Fleischmann's, real live yeast that I could buy in my market. And,
right, yeah.
Because I love the way it felt. I love the way it smelled. I love the way it would crumble in my, between my fingers.
Make it, don't they?
Yeah, but not. I have not seen it in a market in ages. I mean, the bakeries can get it.
Sure.
Bakeries can get it, but
you mean in the little packages or in jars?
No, they'll get one pound blocks of it.
Oh, I see.
And then they can cut off however much they need. But what we are faced with today can be very confusing in terms of the yeast that you can buy, because the most likely kind that you'll see is active dry yeast.
Right.
Okay, and now yeast is highly perishable. When it's dry, it's much less perishable, but you need to check on the package best used before. There's an expiration date.
Yeah, check that expiration date, folks.
Potency can vary over time. So what I would do is, if you bought packaged yeast, is just stick it in your refrigerator.
Uh-huh.
Just leave it there. It'll keep its potency for a lot longer. Now, active dry yeast must be hydrated before use, meaning that you need to sprinkle it in some milk or water. And pay attention to the temperature. You don't want the temperature of the water or whatever liquid you're using to be above 115 degrees Fahrenheit. And it's suitable for recipes that require more than one rise. And typically, you make a dough, it rises, and then a recipe may direct you to punch the dough down.
Right.
What you're doing is you're redistributing the yeast cells. You don't need to punch it. You just need to manipulate the dough.
I always punched it as hard as I could.
Well, no, because there's nothing. Don't be violent. And then it can rise again and then baked. So once you've deflated the dough, you might want to put it into baking pans and then let it rise again, and then you bake it. And so that's your active dry yeast. Then you have something called instant dry yeast.
Oh, yes. I've
very
seen it.
Stable.
Yes.
It's very stable. And the yeast can also be, you could store it frozen.
Uh-huh.
You get very consistent behavior over time. It will tolerate a higher temperature. 115 is for active dry, but instant yeast will tolerate a temperature of about 130 degrees Fahrenheit, which will feel hot.
Uh-huh.
That is a hot temperature.
Yeah.
It's also suitable for recipes that require more than one rise. And it's also suitable for cold-proofed doughs, meaning doughs that actually rise in the refrigerator. Now, my favorite brand is SAF.
SAF? Have
yes.
I seen
SAF,
that?
Capital S, capital A, capital F. I buy it in a one-pound bag, and I keep it in my refrigerator.
Mm.
I could also keep some of it in the freezer if I wasn't going to be using it over a few months. But it definitely keeps its potency for a long time in the refrigerator. I would recommend...
So a long time. What do you mean, 6 months?
Six months, even a year. What I would recommend is to buy a one-pound bag and then maybe share it with friends. Share it with friends, and then they could keep a small jar of it in the refrigerator. I go through the yeast so quickly, John, I don't need to share it with anybody because I can use it fast enough.
I can tell from the aromas issuing
from
your house.
There's SAF, and then there's something called Red Label, and there's Dr. Oetker, Oetker. You may have to order SAF yeast online, like for the King Arthur company, because I have rarely seen it in a supermarket. If you do see it in the supermarket, it'll come in individual packets. And each packet of yeast is a quarter of an ounce. and it'll measure out at 2 1/4 teaspoons. Now, then there's another kind of dry yeast. It's called fast-acting instant yeast. Highly stable, consistent behavior over time. It's also tolerant to temperatures of up to 130 degrees. Designed to work with only one rise, however, and it's not suitable for refrigerated doughs. So you have to be aware of all of these yeasts. You will find, you know, there's yeasts that you'll find Fleischmann, you know, ready rise, rapid rise, those kinds of yeast. Those are what I'm talking about, the fast-acting instant yeast.
Uh-huh.
So that's not suitable for all kinds of yeast baking. Okay, it's tolerant. It's basically designed to work with only one rise, not suitable for refrigerated
okay.
doughs. What's suitable for refrigerated doughs would be the active dry or the instant dry that we've been
okay.
talking about. And then if you have a bread machine, there's a totally different kind of yeast. And you bread machine bakers will know all about that.
So that kind of takes care of the yeast for us.
Yes.
Well, I don't know. I feel kind of yeasty myself right now. But, and I know for sure that I'm going to be rising. So with that, we're going to say come back next week for
The Food Guys.